आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार। Prime Minister Modi has spoken about the business of electoral donations following the Supreme Court's decision on February 15. With half of February already passed and the entirety of March gone by, Prime Minister Modi has finally made a statement on this matter. Perhaps, this was done to ensure that amidst the election uproar, the formality of addressing the bond issue is completed amidst the noise of statements. But what exactly did the Prime Minister say? Does his statement have a logical basis or factual support? We are discussing this in today's video, so please watch the entire video. Has Prime Minister Modi commented on the Supreme Court's decision? Has he addressed the questions raised about the government's intentions? If the court deemed it illegal and unconstitutional, then how can Prime Minister Modi take credit for that law? Moreover, why did it take him 1.5 months to issue a statement on electoral bonds? PM Modi gave an interview to Tanti TV of Tamil Nadu. During the interview, a question was posed, "Sir, I also want to ask you about the electoral bond data that has been published. Do you think this has caused some embarrassment to your party as a setback?" PM Modi responded, "Tell me, what have you done that has caused me a setback? I am sure those who are dancing and feeling proud about this today are going to regret it. I just want to ask all these scholars, whatever elections were held before 2014, there must have been expenditure in the elections, right? Without any expenditure, which agency is there that can tell where the money came from, where it went, and who spent it? Is there? It was Modi who created electoral bonds, because of which today you are able to find out who took the money, where it was given. Otherwise, earlier there was no information, elections were an expenditure. Today, you are getting the trail, because there were electoral bonds. No system is perfect, there can be shortcomings. Shortcomings can be corrected. At least if there was an electoral bond, you would have had the information that it went from here to here." The Prime Minister said, "What have I done that I should have a setback?" The answer to this is that you violated many procedures and made a law which was found to be illegal and unconstitutional. The Supreme Court, not the opposition, has stated all this in its judgment. After that, when the information about it came out, it was revealed why this law was brought in. It was discovered that after the raid, companies were donating crores of rupees to your party. The Prime Minister seems to have forgotten what is written in the Supreme Court order, or he thinks that the public did not know. Those who know, they must have also forgotten. They must be caught up in the IPL. Let's understand once again what the court has said in its judgment. The Electoral Bond Scheme and the amendments made in the Representation of the People Act and the Companies Act violate Article 19(1)(a), are against the right to information, and are unconstitutional. When you read these comments of the Supreme Court, read the judgment, and then ask questions based on this, then the Prime Minister will not be able to answer what he has done, why he should be shocked. When you bring in unconstitutional and illegal law, you should be shocked. The theft has been caught. Those who had doubts have been proved right. Is this not a shock for the Prime Minister? It means that the Supreme Court has caught the back doors of the law he made. Now, let's come to his second point. Prime Minister Modi said that he had made the electoral bond, due to which today you are able to find out who took the money, where the bond was given. Otherwise, earlier there was no information. You are getting the trail. This statement is both untrue and incorrect. It is untrue because Modi did not make any such law so that the public comes to know. The truth is that the Modi government's lawyers in the Supreme Court vehemently argued that the details of this bond should not be disclosed to the public. Modi enacted a law to ensure that the identities of both the purchasers and the recipients of the electoral bonds remained a secret. The foundation of the electoral bond law, as established by Modi, was to keep the identities of the buyers and beneficiaries confidential. However, the Supreme Court deemed this illegal and mandated its disclosure. The Prime Minister also contradicted his previous stance in the Supreme Court, where he claimed, citizens do not have the right to know about the funding of political parties. The right to know is not a universal right available to all citizens. Despite the government's assertion in the Supreme Court that citizens do not have the right to know who funds political parties, the head of the government now claims that it is due to his law that the details of who donated and who received the funds are known. In court, the government sided with the companies, opposing the public's right to information. The government argued that it is the state's positive responsibility to protect the privacy of its citizens, which includes their right to affiliate with a political party. The buyer has the right to purchase electoral bonds without disclosing his political leanings. This right to privacy is paramount, they contended, advocating for the non-disclosure of corporate donors in court, citing privacy rights. What Prime Minister Modi is now stating essentially echoes the Supreme Court's directive, albeit incorrectly claiming that his legislation facilitated this transparency. He is neither defending his government's decision nor endorsing the Supreme Court's ruling. Few prime ministers manage to do so. It would have been preferable if he had directly embraced the Supreme Court's decision. The extensive efforts to conceal the bond details, including hiring expensive lawyers to ensure secrecy, are now ironically highlighted by claims that Modi's law is the reason for the newfound transparency. Now, with the scheme exposed, the Prime Minister is paradoxically boasting about it. The government's rationale was that donors could face harassment, but it turns out that donations were scrutinized post-raids. Moreover, a law was enacted to prevent any retaliatory action against donors due to political vendettas. Supreme Court Justice Sanjeev Khanna thoroughly dismantled this argument. Justice Khanna, in his separate opinion, provided arguments that reinforced the decision, stating that it is the donor's prerogative to choose their beneficiary. Any retaliatory action against a donor constitutes an abuse of law and power, which must be halted. This wrongful practice cannot be justified or explained away by claiming to protect donors from harassment. Instead of rectifying this malpractice, it perpetuates and condones it, undermining the public's right to information. Transparency, not secrecy, is the antidote to such punitive actions and harassment. Furthermore, Justice Khanna highlighted that the prevention of black money in elections is unrelated to donor confidentiality. Concealing information could legitimize funds obtained through money laundering, implying that such practices might continue unchallenged. Despite this, PM Modi lauded the bond system, and the media failed to question his assertions. Both Hindi and English media outlets will publish the Prime Minister's statement without reminding readers that his remarks, made a month and a half later, are misleading and untrue. The basis of every argument regarding the Supreme Court's decision is crucial for you, the viewer, to understand. Once you examine the Prime Minister's statement in the context we've provided, the falsehoods become apparent. No Hindi newspaper will present this information in such a manner. If the government had to disclose which companies donated to the BJP, it would have published advertisements in newspapers on its own behalf. We'd like to remind you that when the Election Commission inquired about the donors to the BJP, the party responded that it did not keep any record of the donations. Consider this, if someone donates a bond worth ₹1 crore, would the BJP not maintain any details of it? The truth is, the government introduced this law to obscure the identities of the donating companies, to coerce them into donating hundreds of crores under duress, without the ability to even hint at the pressure they faced from raids. Following such raids, no one is so pleased that they donate hundreds of crores to the BJP. Would you do that? If the electoral bond had included the public's right to know, the Supreme Court would not have deemed it illegal and unconstitutional. You, the viewer, can question the Prime Minister. If the Supreme Court had not invalidated the bond and had not mandated the disclosure of all information, would you have been aware that, in the electoral bond case, the petitioners claim that the 41 companies raided by the ED donated 2,471 crores to the BJP? After becoming a government witness in the Delhi liquor scam, Sarath Reddy's Aurobindo Pharma donated 55 crores to the BJP. When the drugs from several Gujarat-based manufacturing companies failed tests, they donated about 80 crores to the BJP. In Maharashtra, Fadnavis waived the property tax of 285 crores for Torrent Group, which then donated 185 crores to the BJP. In the telecom sector, the rules for auctioning satellite spectrum were altered, and around the same time, Bharati Airtel donated 150 crores to the BJP. Did you learn all this because of the bond law? Has the Prime Minister forgotten how the State Bank of India approached the Supreme Court, stating the difficulty in collating complex information promptly, thus requesting 4 months? The Supreme Court, unswayed by any lawyer's arguments, including those of Harish Sav, demanded the information be provided to the Election Commission and published on its website. State Bank Chairman Dinesh Kumar Khara was then asked to file an affidavit in his name, a departure from the previous practice of filings by a manager-level officer. Khara received a 10-month extension. Has the Prime Minister also forgotten that the initial information provided by the State Bank was incomplete, lacking the secret code written on the back of the bond? It took another Supreme Court intervention for the State Bank to finally disclose the secret numbers of the bonds to the Election Commission, revealing that the BJP received donations totaling 8,252 crores solely from electoral bonds. Did the Government of India voluntarily share this information with the public? Did the mainstream media report on it? Or was it these individuals? Many prominent Hindi newspapers didn't even cover it. So, how can the Prime Minister claim that without the bond law, the details of who donated and who received would remain unknown? I urge you to review the reports by journalists from Scroll, News Minute, News Laundry, and Article 14, and decide for yourself which mainstream channel and newspaper reported on the bonds in a manner that informed you about the donors and recipients. Compare their reporting with that of the Hindi newspapers and see for yourself. Check the English newspaper that comes to your house and see if such reporting has occurred. The Election Commission had also opposed the bond. Remember, the industry bodies FICCI and PhD Chambers of Commerce went to the Supreme Court to ensure that their names were not made public. The Supreme Court rejected their petition. In its decision on February 15, the court stated that the petitioners argued that not informing shareholders about donations to political parties violates shareholders' rights. Due to the confidentiality of the electoral bond, they cannot decide whether to buy shares of the company if they do not wish to donate to any political party. The court mentioned that its decision was based on the broad definition of citizens' and voters' rights in the matter of the right to information, so it would not comment separately on shareholders. The court declared the confidentiality amendment in the Finance Act unconstitutional. Justice Khanna, in his judgment, stated that the argument of privacy violation by any public or private company is weak because its transactions must be transparent to its shareholders and the general public. The scam involving electoral bonds, the coincidence of donations in the name of policy change, the compulsion to donate following a raid, and the lack of investigation despite information coming to light, are concerning. We want to remind you of a segment from the video of March 16, showing the kind of game that was played. In the March 16 show, we reported that News Laundry and News Minute uncovered information about a donor named Torrent Group and its subsidiaries, Torrent Power Limited and Torrent Pharmaceuticals Limited, which appeared in the list of donors. 5 years ago, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis exempted this company from paying property tax of Rs 285 crore. It has been revealed that this company purchased bonds worth Rs 185 crore in about 5 years. Sudhir Mehta, the chairman of this group, is considered close to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. News Laundry also found that between 2007 and 2015, this company donated more than Rs 33 crore to the BJP. Torrent Pharmaceuticals Limited donated a total of Rs 77.50 crore through bonds, with Rs 61 crore going to the BJP. In 2019, this company had to recall its blood pressure medicines from the US because they were found to contain cancer-causing elements. The Congress General Secretary tweeted a long article responding to the Prime Minister's statement. Jairam wrote that the Prime Minister is descending deeper into dishonesty every day. He strongly responded to what Prime Minister Modi said to a Tamil television channel, stating that the electoral bond scheme was designed to be completely secret. No information has been made public about how much donation each party received from which donor in the 6 years between 2018 and 2024. The Supreme Court asked SBI to publish details of who donated to which party. However, SBI, acting under remote control, lied to the court, claiming it had not collected this information. Then, it requested 3 months to collect the data, seemingly wanting an extension to make the data public only after the Lok Sabha elections. It was only the Supreme Court's strong intervention that forced SBI to release the data publicly within a few days. SBI was lying when it requested a 3-month extension to match donor data with political parties. Our team needed only 5 lines of Python code and less than 15 seconds to match each donor to the political party they donated to. Jairam has said that the Prime Minister asks, "What have I done that I got shocked?" in response to this. Jairam presents some facts and alleges contracts, projects, and environmental clearances worth Rs 4 lakh crore can be clearly linked to thousands of crores of electoral bond donations given to your party by corporate donors. The Government of India has become a supermarket, donate, take business. After at least 40 ED, IT, CBI raids on companies, the BJP has received large-scale donations through electoral bonds. The Prime Minister and his colleagues are systematically engaged in extortion. There is a journalist from the Indian Express, Ritu Saran, a well-known name in investigative journalism. A report by Ritu Saran, published on March 30, reveals that just 3 days before the Supreme Court cancelled the bond scheme, the Government of India ordered the printing of bonds worth 10,000 crores. What was the hurry to print bonds of 1 crore each? And when the decision came, it took several days for the Finance Ministry to issue orders to immediately stop it. By then, bonds worth 8,350 crores had already been printed. Has any such news been printed in your Hindi newspaper? Why is it not printed? It's not that journalists are unaware, but when you ask why this is not printed in Hindi newspapers, why hundreds of reporters go to the office and come home, then you will understand how dire the situation is. This is why today the general public knows nothing about electoral bonds. Amit Shah claimed that the opposition received the maximum donation, and the newspapers printed this lie without verification. In any case, the BJP has received the maximum donation. Hindi newspapers are committing 2 crimes. They are preventing the information about the bonds from reaching you, and they do not even verify such statements where the facts are incorrect, the claims are false. Not only has the business of collecting donations been done in the name of bonds, but the newspapers have, in a way, robbed you of your consciousness by preventing you from knowing. If this had not been the case, today the front page of every newspaper would have stated that the Prime Minister lied about electoral bonds. This has nothing to do with providing information. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.